People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Buffalo Happy Hour. You good to keep going, friendo?
Oh, yeah, dude. Hell, we got... Yeah.
Love to see that.
The only thing is I have to... I have a couple different useless facts that I wanted to go on to, but I'm just picking one that we can just do our thing with and then keep talking, because I do have... Oh, okay. I have a useless fact. That's not one that I've researched. It's one that I found out.
Oh.
And it's going to lead into our discussion, because this has impacted our life since fourth grade. And it has impacted the country since before we were in fourth grade.
Jesus.
This encompasses a
Al-Qaeda.
Lot of, this encompasses a lot of like the GWAT era individuals inside and outside of the government.
Okay. How deep are you going with this? This is supposed to be a useless fact. This is supposed to be like timeless and funny.
It is. Well, it's not funny, but it's timeless for sure. And it's a fact.
You're making me nervous now.
A CIA intel officer was recently on a very, very, very large show. Regarding ratings, everyone knows Rogan is like top five, right? He's like the first or second biggest podcast in the world.
Number one.
He's number one in the world.
He's number one.
I'm almost positive that this show is top five.
Okay.
And I honestly think it's like fifth.
Your boy's getting up there too, Theo.
I know.
He's getting up there.
I know.
His podcast is great.
It is. It's hysterical. Yeah. This past weekend's awesome.
Yeah.
So this show has skyrocketed in not just notoriety, but also it's just always been good quality content from the jump when they had no one involved, which is great. So I've been listening to this show forever. Okay. It's the Sean Ryan Show. He's a former SEAL. Then he was a CIA contractor. Then he got out and started a show. And his studio setup is very, very, very similar to my den.
What's my den?
My den at my house. Like the den.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So green walls.
Sean Ryan Show, number four. I did not know that he was that high.
Dude, it's huge. Huge.
Who do you think number two is?
I don't know. That's a good question. Who is number two?
The comment section with Brett Cooper. It's a Daily Wire show.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's right wing. Who's number three?
Just rattle them.
The Tucker Carlson Show.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number one's obviously Joe Rogan. Then the Sean Ryan Show. Then Smosh Reed Reddit Stories.
Is number five?
Yeah, number five. Don't know that. Huberman Lab. I'm just going to note some notable ones. Huberman Lab is number seven. This past weekend is number nine. The dude is moving up.
Yeah, he is.
Your boy's moving up. Caller Daddy's number 15. That's really it. Kill Tony 16. That's really it. That's all that note.
Okay. So.
Buffalo Happy Hour number 10.
That's right.
Obviously.
That's right. So she's an intel officer.
Okay.
And she's been on the show twice. And the second episode just aired. So, or like second time she's been on the show aired. It's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And she shared unbelievable information regarding current events with what the U.S. government is doing post-Afghanistan withdrawal. So the useless fact for this episode, and it's something that I wanted to ask your opinion on, is really like, what is your gut reaction to hearing this news? Okay. So the useless fact is $87 million a week from the U.S. goes to the Taliban on a plane and lands in Afghanistan.
That's a useless fact.
That's a useless fact. The U.S. government is funding the Taliban in an amount of $87 million a week. And the $87 million is split into different buckets. Okay? So X goes to Al-Qaeda, X goes to the Taliban, X goes to ISIS, and then X goes to a prime minister. And she lays this whole thing out. And she's a CIA intel officer, and her entire job in the CIA is gathering and collecting intel on terrorist groups in the Middle East. So she's been around since Benghazi. She was on ground in Benghazi. Like, she's been around forever. She knows all of the different people. She knows the family. She understands everything. She understands Bin Laden's grandsons, Bin Laden's, and where they are now. Yeah. And she's understanding what's happening and like the State Department and the works. And the Taliban sympathizers that are in like a part of the U.S. government now, the stupid agreement that has gone off with to get us out of Afghanistan. Remember, like Trump was talking about the four phases, and if they don't, we're just going to bomb them. Like that's that whole deal. $87 million goes towards terrorist organizations that we just spent 23 years fighting against.
Why?
Because the Taliban's front is becoming a political party to stand up Afghanistan, which is a front for one, and for two, it's bogus, and for three, there's currently, right now, the Taliban has three American hostages, and the U.S. government's trying to hush it.
So we're just... Why are we paying them?
We're funding them because there's Taliban sympathizers in our government, and we're trying to withhold this agreement that we signed with them that got us out of Afghanistan in the first place, which there's 80, 88, 80, like $90 billion worth of equipment left there from when we pulled out that has just been given, like night vision goggles, rifles, helicopters, planes, ammo, vests.
So we're not paying that money to get it back. We're just paying the money.
Well, no. So we left about $90 billion worth of equipment on ground when we pulled out, okay? And then we're now giving $87 million a week to terrorist organizations on a plane every week that land in Afghanistan.
So we can get our equipment back, or no, they're not related?
No, they're not related.
Then I don't understand.
We're giving terrorist organizations $87 million.
But for what, though? Like, that's my thing, is like, for what?
The agreement that we signed with the Taliban to leave Afghanistan during the Afghan withdrawal when Biden took over and we left in August 21.
I think I speak for a majority of Americans here. This is a really bold claim because I have no idea if anything that I'm saying is for the majority of the Americans, but I feel like we're all just tired, dude. I feel like we're just so over inundated with aliens are landing on the ground. We have sea creatures in the world, in the ocean that we have no idea about. We have homeless veterans. We have people coming in from Mexico. We have funding the Taliban. We have Ukraine, Russia. We have Palestine and Israel. I think that we're all just tired.
And Pride Month.
Honestly, I think, yeah, seriously, and Pride Month, God forbid. I just feel like all of us are in a situation where we're just like, just leave me alone at this point. Just let me be who I need to be. Just let me collect my allowance and move on. Just let me be a human. I don't know a single person in my life that really pays attention to the federal government anymore, because
other than I me
think,
and you.
Yeah, I think most people think that it's just a game at this point. Like, there's just so many back end deals that are happening, and our vote doesn't even matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can guarantee you, regardless of where you believe, where you're on the scale of Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, the outcome of this election, you will doubt. Is that fair? Like, if Trump wins, us being conservative, I won't even say Republican, us being conservative,
mm-hmm.
still, if Trump wins, I will still question things of being like, really? Are we here?
Mm-hmm.
If Biden wins, same thing. I'll mm-hmm. still be like, are we here?
Yep. No, I'm with you.
I just have literally zero confidence in our institutions anymore. Coming back to your point, I don't know why we're doing it. And I honestly just am at this point where I'm just like, it makes sense. Sure. I'm just so exhausted with so many different things that we're doing.
And it's so sad.
Yeah. Because aren't we sending like $80 billion to Ukraine again? Ukraine, there was just a thing that released today that DC Drano, Michael Knowles, and Ben Shapiro have been on a Ukraine hit list because they're the people that have been identified as Ukraine financial deniers or whatever in the social media influencer industry. So they're now on like a hit list from Ukraine that is funded by Americans or something stupid like that. I honestly didn't get time to read it. But like I'm saying, like at this point, there's just so much going on that I just can't even take it anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm receding back to not caring, which is a sad thing to do.
So there is, let me pull it up. The problem that we're running into, okay, is there's horrendous communication across the board down to the citizens of the nation from everybody. And it can be your own local municipality and up. So why are my taxes increasing on my tax assessment? This is bogus. It's like, well, this is how we're doing it, why we're doing it, when we're doing it, and these are the results. That's never being communicated. And then the state is not communicating what they're doing. The feds are not communicating what we're doing. There is no idea. There's really no idea on what anyone is doing day to day at any level regarding politics and the people that are elected to serve the people. And I don't. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about, are we on the brink of a civil war? I don't think it's on the brink of a civil war. What I think is something that would happen is the people, the 90%, right? Which is really, let's just group it all. Let's just lump the 90% of the mm-hmm. population in and call them all conservatives. They're the ones that are going to protest and be like, listen, you completely forgot that we own the power. You represent us, and you've gotten so far away from the fabric of what made this country great in the first place. We have a problem with that, and we're not going to stop until you figure it out. And that's what's actually going to solve a lot of problems. And the thing is, we don't have like an MLK. We don't have a Malcolm X. Like, we don't have somebody that can stand up and articulate it maturely enough, professionally enough, to be like, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm literally just here to voice everyone behind me.
I feel like we do have that person, but they're registered to vote a certain way, so the other side completely discounts them.
I'm not talking about a politician.
No, me either. But I feel like even if like you're not a politician,
right?
And I'm saying if you got up and you even started talking about it, people would be like, oh, he's a Republican. Never mind.
Just, that's not, the problem. And I literally just had this conversation and I was like, the problem is like you're going to run into the societal problems mm-hmm. of trying to be that person. And the only way to get through that barrier is to have profound enough points that it doesn't matter. That it just straight up doesn't matter anymore. Like, oh, we're just going to forget the fact that it's a white dude that's from New York,
yeah.
Or it's a black dude from Chicago, or it's a woman from Illinois. Like, it, and I think that when you hit rock bottom, it's not going to matter anymore about what that person is or what that person represents. It's literally just like, we are forgetting the Constitution, and it's destroying us because you have Al-Qaeda playing long-term chess. You have China playing long-term chess, where if you look at the history of the U.S. compared to other countries and other really powerful nations, we're three people old.
That's it.
We're three people old. China's like 400 people old. And they're playing chess, like legitimate chess. They're mapping. Here's some super quick examples. They're mapping the bottom of the ocean to understand how deep they can dive and mess with acoustics to throw our own radar off so that they can attack other places and us from different ways that aren't even discovered yet, because 95% of the ocean isn't explored.
Yeah.
They own Africa's airspace and natural materials and minerals, not only for trade, but also just for economic domination in 100 years. They also moved into Afghanistan 2 days after we pulled out, not just because of the natural resources on ground like lithium that make the EV batteries that we're trying to push for green energy that we're then going to buy from them, because that makes sense. Like, why didn't we just stay and mine it ourselves? Right. But they're also there because they understand that that portion of the Middle East is the only land route to secure oil movement in case we go to war with another nation and they don't get oil because we cut that supply line. So now they have another supply line route that's landlocked to get them what they need. They're thinking of that. We're not. We're too busy trying to figure out what we're trying to figure out, which is a joke in the geopolitical sphere. Like, and that's what's worrisome.
Yeah.
Because, yes, we're exhausted as a nation. We didn't earn that right to be exhausted yet. We're three people deep. And there's people that are legitimately in, like, there's NGOs that are invading, literally invading our nation, but also embedding themselves in our college institutions as well as our political game to then break us from the inside out, and no one's talking about it. And then you have a president who's not even fucking here. Like, he's not even here.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's just a wide open border. There is no border. It's a joke. Like, why? Why are we shooting ourselves in the foot? And then you mentioned the Ukraine situation, which also isn't communicated about. If anybody brings up the Budapest Memorandum, no one knows what that is.
Yeah.
No one knows what that is. But the Budapest Memorandum was signed in 94-ish, give or take a year or two, well before all of this was a thing. And it was literally when Ukraine gave up nuclear power so that they can have safeguard, but to give up nukes, they wanted countries to give them money based off of the nation's GDP. So because our country's producing what it's producing, we have to give them X. We're one of like 35 countries that give them money. And now it's a political point because we're giving them money, but we've been doing it since 94. And people don't realize that a safe Ukraine is a safe America. A safe Afghanistan is a safe America. Yet we're funding these terrorist organizations that don't want to do anything but kill us. But also, that's just a piece of their plan. Like, oh yeah, we want to rectify what you've done to one of our founding fathers, basically. Like, you shot our dude in the face and dropped him in the ocean on 5/1/11. But, and we'll get you back for that. But you also don't have a border right now, so we're just going to show up and do whatever we want, and then we're just going to have dudes that are, you know, 20-year war vets in your country because it's very simple to get into your country, and then we'll just let them sit there, and then we'll keep training guys in our 30 different terrorist camps, and then we'll deploy them to link up with those old salty commander dudes that are now already in your country, and then we'll just embed them and let them sit, and then we'll just randomly call them and say, yeah, go hit this. Oh, yeah, go do this. And we have no border. But they're also playing the game of, How do we gain power back in Iraq? And then how do we take over Afghanistan as a political party? Like, if you think of a terrorist organization, you're thinking of the normal drab, long beards, head thing, and an AK. Like, you're not thinking, right? But, like, you're not thinking.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Speaking of a dude that owns a suit that is in Dallas all the time, that is worth billions, that has really well articulated conversations with a liaison that's a part of the U.S. government, even though that U.S. government liaison is a sympathizer for your own organization. And this dates back to the 90s. And now all of a sudden these people in well-dressed suits that run the terrorist organizations, because that's what they are, nobody expects that because we're too stupid to play chess or at least have the conversation or fire the people that are allowing this to happen all the time.
Do you think, so I'm just going to play devil's advocate here, do you think that there's people playing chess in America and we just don't know about it because it's so secretive?
No.
Like the whole...
I think there's people wanting to, but they get shot down by the incompetent that are actually in charge. And that's what's actually going to hurt us, because it's already hurt us, and that's why these attacks have already happened.
See, now, I think it's the other way around. I think that there's certain areas that I don't know about that are exploring playing chess. Like, AI is a good example. AI, we all understand that that's like the new thing that can be weaponized. Like, this is our new nuclear fight. This is what we will be basing our world war off of.
Sure.
Because this is the same as nukes for us. Like, we need to make sure that we beat Germany to creating nukes. We need to make sure that we beat China and Russia from creating AI, because controlling AI is going to be what dominates the world. So I do feel, in my limited research, that we do have some sort of, like, these alien and UFOs and stuff like that that come down. Is it aliens coming in from other worlds? Or can it be that we have a secret organization within the government that is researching AI drones that can move faster than the speed of light to combat China in their race for AI? Like, that's where I feel like I'm giving a little bit probably more optimism and credit to America than I probably should. But there's got to be, if we know that China's playing chess, I think it's very cavalier to say that we're not as well. I feel like we are. We just don't know about it.
I just think we're playing checkers while they're playing chess. I think that we're doing enough to stay competitive, but not enough to actually win. And there's way too many cases and examples of it around the globe that are proving it. And one of the most recent was the COVID pandemic. And we realized, like, we're not making any medicine. We're importing all of our medicine. And if we can't import because of a world virus, we're not set up for it. Like, we have nothing in place to stay sustainable as our own country, because we're so busy focused on capitalism, greed, money, corruption. Like, I can make a t-shirt for $6 at home, but I can make it for $1 over there and just increase profit. Like, why not do that? So the other element too is, that's one theory of, like, yeah, it's a secret program within our government that's doing all of these things for UFOs and whatever else. There's so many different theories that also explain what we're dealing with regarding UFOs and different, you know, things that are winding up to us under the ocean, and we don't know what they are, and then all of a sudden they just, like, zoom away under the water, and we're like, what in the world was that? And how come nobody can answer the question of what it is? And it's not a security clearance thing. It's like, literally nobody in the government knows what this is at all levels. And those theories make more sense than, oh, it's a secret government program researching different ways to fly or wherever else. Like, I just, it's an element of all the things, but at a basic elementary level, we're not doing enough now to set us up later for the future while other nations are globally, and that's what's going to hurt us, and that's what I'm focusing on. Like, if we were playing chess and we were strategic, we never would have gave up Bagram, ever. And we never would have fully left Afghanistan, not just because of the relationships with our allies over there. And I'm not talking about, like, oh, our allies in, like, France and UK. I'm talking about the allies on ground, like the NRF, like the National Fighting Force that legitimately fight the Taliban every single day that are Afghan nationals, like those allies. Like, we would not have abandoned them. We would have stayed. We would have mined. We would have made deals with them to then gain that. Because if we actually cared about EVs and we really cared about renewable energy sources, why would you leave a mecca of those that are in the ground? Since when have we cared about drilling as a nation? Never. And when have we never cared about oil as a nation? Never. Because it's not going away. Yep. Like, you're going to go to the grocery store and buy a pre-made meal that's in plastic. Plastic is made from oil. Like, grow up. You know what I mean? Like, it's everything we're doing is counterintuitive. While the other nations are not, they're doing things that make sense for long, long-term success in global economic power, and we're not doing that. Like, we're setting ourselves up to fail, and that's what's frustrating to me. And the other aspect is we're funding terrorist groups that also not just shoot us in the foot on that same vein of what I just said, but we just fought you for 23 years, and now we're giving you money from our own taxpayers and our own family members. Families like that died in war, like Gold Star families' tax dollars are now going to the people that killed them. That's asinine. Like, we got so far away from American values. Like, we would never negotiate with a terrorist. How many times have we heard that growing up? And then all of a sudden we have a peace deal with the Taliban. I mean, it's nonsense. Yeah. Like, people need to get smacked in the face.
But, like, where do we go from here, though?
I mean, the simplest, quickest answer is vote, right? Like, oh yeah, you vote, you get those people out. But, like, that's what I'm saying, is it's getting to the point where it's legitimately going to be like a France protest. Dudes in the streets with flags, like not a Jan 6 fiasco, but a legitimate protest of enough's enough. Like, men are men, women are women. We lost a lot of people over 23 years. Why are you funding them? $87 million a week from our own money while we still have potholes. We can't afford fuel because you're shutting down pipelines. We can't afford groceries because you're not producing anything. You're exporting it. And then you're importing everything we actually eat and exporting anything for money that we can just grow here. The only thing we keep is corn for whiskey. And we're not able to have a conversation because you just divided us to a point that we can't even talk anymore. Like, enough's enough. Like, we're done. Like, you all suck. All of you should get fired. Mitch McConnell, you're so friggin' brittle, you don't even know what year it is. Biden, you're not mentally sane. Trump, just go do your sentence and then come out later and, like, stop being you. Like, stop yelling. Like, just go back and run a business. Hunter Biden, go serve your time in jail with the rest of your family that should be in jail with you. And the Clintons also go to jail. You know, like, it's enough's enough. We're done. Like, clean house. Like, let our generation actually take, and I'm not saying ours, like me and you, I'm saying the generations, two generations before, or like a 1.5 generations before us,
mm-hmm,
take over and just start fresh and get back to what this is supposed to be. Because it's time that there was a change of hand. Like, it's too much. You've blown it. You've blown your chance. You got too corrupt. You got too embedded. It's nonsense.
I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago where we said that, like, the Mitch McConnells and the Trumps and the Pelosis and the Bidens are all basically close to being dead. Like, let's be frank about it. Like, they're gone.
I know.
For the simplicity forms. But, like, are we really that confident that, like, the AOCs and the Rashida Tlaibs and the people that are literally stupid in Congress aren't just going to continue going?
And like Ilhan Omar?
Yeah, I don't have any, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, I don't have any confidence that these idiots aren't just going to keep going. So, like, literally, where do we go from here? Because clearly voting's not working.
Well, it's rigged right now, for one.
Well, even, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC, like, these people should not be in Congress.
No.
But, like, they are voted in.
Yeah.
So even at the lower levels, it's not working.
Correct.
So, like, where do we go from here? Like, I understand all these issues and everything like that, but, again, speaking from a general American that isn't as involved as you are, like, there's no path forward because still stupid people are going to be in Congress and nobody good wants to be in politics right now because everyone's just so sick of everything.
Well, I mean, the higher levels listen to the lower levels. They always have. So it really starts at home and then in your communities and like going to your schools and telling them like, we're not doing that. Like whatever that is, like we're not doing that. Like as a collective group, we're not doing that. We hold the power. Like, it's not a thing. Like abolish Common Core.
I just don't know if we hold the power anymore. That's the thing.
You will if you show it. You will if you show it.
Like, what are the alternatives?
I mean, dude, people were literally, and it's an awful example, but it was the first time in a long time that the government was like, dude, like, people can just take it over, and we're waiting for the police, and we have a chain link fence, because walls work. Like, that's what happened on Jan 6. No one knew what to do. They're like, oh, this is a sad time in America. It's like, bro, some dude from a town that you didn't know existed just straight up walked into your office and put his feet up on your desk. Like, we're here.
Yeah.
And there's way too many patriots. Way too many patriots that the government doesn't realize really care. And that's where it starts. Like, you have... I mean, there's people protesting layoffs, which is really just... You know, because there was COVID fund mismanagement. That's really what that was. And now they're laying off people because of it. Where, okay, granted, like, yeah, it's important to staff local institutions to educate the local populace. But there shouldn't be a mismanagement of COVID funds. And we shouldn't be printing money. So that position never really existed in the first place. You know? So it's kind of an ipso facto, but... If you're going to protest, like, protest Common Core. Give the power back to the teachers. Let the teachers actually teach. Let them really educate. Get away from this
notion of
taking tests.
But they say, no, we're just going to keep doing it. Like, what are your options? Private school? Private school is expensive.
It is.
Like, you don't have options. You just have to keep sending a kid to school. There's so many social implications of homeschooling your kid. Like, there's just no other option. That's what I'm saying. Is like, unless, I don't know if we have the power.
Unless you straight up don't go.
Which is not productive for you or your kid.
I know that.
But so that's what I'm saying. Is like, that's why I feel like there's just no power anymore.
Yeah, but imagine...
What are your alternatives?
A strike. I'm not walking in the door to go to class until you fix this. And it's the entire school at all levels. Elementary, middle, and high. We're straight up not going in until you fix this.
But we're still paying taxes.
Of course we are.
So what does it matter because that's for the system. Administration to change? That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't think that there's ever a world anymore... based off of how we configured everything, where our opinion matters. Like, yeah. Strike, okay, you're still getting paid, so what?
War of 1812, burn it down.
Well, that's the other option. Just go, just put your horns on like that dude from Jan 6 and be like, let's go!
I know.
And it's like, golly, there's just no other option, dude. Like, it's just a very sad time. That's why I drink whiskey so much. It's just like, dude, just stay out of my life. Just let me do my thing. I'll probably send my kid to private school. It's just like, I'm just so sick of this now.
So back to the first question. That wasn't a gut punch, learning that we're sending $87 million to terrorist organizations that we just fought for 23 years?
That is, but I also feel like we're sending a lot of money to a lot of different organizations that I'm not pervy to that aren't impacting my life at all.
But the goddamn Taliban?
Well, yeah, Mike, I understand that.
Al-Qaeda?
Yeah,
which are basically one and the same now?
Yeah. It's a big gut punch.
We're funding them.
Yeah.
We're funding ISIS. Because that makes sense. We're that ass backwards.
Yeah.
We're that ass backwards.
But again, I've just lost all faith in federal government. And now at this point, city government, I'm not at the point, I will say I'm not at the point where I've lost faith in town government. Because I've been reading a lot of town meeting minutes and I'm very happy the way the Hamburg is going. But like, I'm not at the point right now where I've lost faith in my community, but town and state, especially in New York, I've completely lost faith in. Kathy Hochul's an abomination. She should never be anywhere remotely near the public office. As soon as they gave that position to her after Cuomo resigned, after he was touching kids or whatever he was doing, after that, probably going to get a cease and desist for that, but whatever. After that happened and then she was reelected, completely lost faith from New York. I swear to God, if I did not have family in New York, I would have moved to a different state. It's just, that's just what would have happened. lost faith in New York. I've lost faith in the federal government. I've lost the ability to care anymore because everything that they do, it's just not shocking to me. When you told me that about us sending money to them, I'm just like, yeah, makes sense. Why would we? We have a dude that's literally shitting on stage right now during the middle of a press conference. Why would this not be happening? It's just, it's at that point right now that it's very sad, but it's just like, yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is you just don't know where to go from here. Because like I said, what is our alternative? Canada? I'm not going to Canada. Canada sucks even worse.
Correct.
Canada is an abomination right now. So not like, only that, but kind of?
Not only that, but they have horse flies and black flies and mosquitoes, and they only use a 16th of the land, and I hate Canada.
Dude, speaking of mosquitoes and stuff, have you seen the cicada infestation in Chicago right now? Dude.
That's what you're looking at? Look
up picture. Yeah, because that could actually impact my life. Us sending money to Planned Parenthood or Ukraine doesn't really impact my life because it's going somewhere instead of my local streets. But cicadas can hit my backyard and keep my potential newborn baby from going to sleep.
Funding the Taliban, $87 million a week, also has that same effect.
It doesn't, though.
Yes, it does.
But Mike, here's the thing.
Again, chess, dude.
I understand that, but as a regular American, my money is going to things that don't impact me regardless, and they hurt me regardless because our federal government continues to spend our money aimlessly without any point. I understand it's the Taliban and that they could potentially hurt us, but there's a lot of people outside of the Taliban that can actually hurt us that are also getting our money. So from my perspective as an average American, my money is going to everywhere except for me. That's my problem. And that's what's so frustrating with all of this is I don't care if it's going to the Taliban. I don't care if it's going to the Democrats. I don't care if it's going to Republicans because everybody is fucking corrupt, which is what it all comes down to.
I know.
So I just don't give a shit anymore. I'm more concerned about these fucking cicadas keeping my baby up at night. That's what I'm concerned about because that actually impacts my life, not my money being sent to some friggin' third world country that just doesn't even see the money anyway. Like, think of Puerto Rico, dude. We sent all that money and all that resources to help them after their earthquake or whatever they had, their tsunami or whatever the fuck they had. They didn't see any of that. Like, my money is going to useless places regardless of who it goes to.
Yeah, but really good food and sugarcane moonshine comes out of Puerto Rico.
Exactly. That's why we save them.
And really good people.
Do you think the Taliban makes good whiskey?
No.
You sure?
100%.
Are you sure, though?
Positive.
I don't know if you know that 100%.
No, they make really good marijuana.
Dude, it might
heroin.
Be. It might be really spicy.
No.
It might like really knock you out.
They don't make whiskey.
What if it comes with like a grenade medallion? Would you buy it then?
They make bombs. Okay. They make marijuana, and they make weapons. That's what they make. And they make other terrorists that hate us.
So you don't think that they make a distilled spirit at all?
No.
That's completely off the table?
No.
Can we talk to them? Can we have one of them on?
No. Because I would kill him and I would go to jail. Because then it's one less idiot on Earth.
Okay. It sounds like a good place to stop. I'm not sure where this video started or where it ended, but this is where we are. So
you wouldn't?
What, kill him?
Offline. We'll talk offline.
Honestly, probably not because I don't know if I have it in me to just kill some random dude. What if his name is like Jimmy or something like that? And he's just like an average dude. And he's just like, I don't know, bro. My uncle was an Al-Qaeda terrorist. So I just thought that like he gave me an allowance so I would just join.
Off the rails.
Off the rails. Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you lasted this long, please let us know because we should send you a gift card or something. This has been unbearable. But thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. This has been the Buffalo Happy Hour. Please leave a comment down below. Like the video. Subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed. And we'll see you next week, hopefully, if you didn't unsubscribe. Please remember to drink responsibly, good person. And Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out. We'll be right back.
are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.